What is the big flap? What is the big to-do about gays getting married? I mean, why should anyone care? What impact does it have on your life?
Are you ready? Are you going to be ready then when someone comes along and says, well, gee, we're third cousins. I guess it's all right if we get married, or second cousins or first cousins.
We're not talking about that. We're talking specifically about gays getting married.
Well, okay, you're opening
up. Don't give me the slippery slope business, okay? Let's stick to the issue at hand here.
Before you know it, people are going to want to marry their pets. And God knows what else.
You know, they used the same argument 50 years ago when they had the laws of saying black people couldn't marry white people.
So most people are Christians.
So and what? Again, so what?
It's immoral.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of things going on in the world that have a far greater impact on your life and the lives of your families than the question of whether a couple of homosexuals want to get a marriage license.
I think that's a pretty ridiculous idea.
Why would you say that, sir?
It makes about as much sense as the other day when you encouraged or had the idea of a smoking room for high school.
Okay. Why is it?
Do you think we need 18-year-olds encourage them to drink and smoke?
Well, they already drink and smoke anyway.
But do you think we need to encourage it?
I think we need to encourage them to act responsibly.
I don't think that's the way to do it.
Oh, so keeping it at 21 and telling them they can't touch a beer at all until they're 21, that's going to work?
Well, your idea, I don't know.
Who's being ridiculous now, sir? The proposal of a drinking permit for underage college students. I think it's a good idea. I think it's an idea that has some merit.
Maybe we need a permit for anyone to drink. I see a lot of kids in town here, and their parents say, oh, well, I know they're going to go out and drink anyway, so I'm just going to make them stay here, and I'll buy them and their friends beer, and they can sit here and drink at our place. And I think that's absurd, because that's only providing a haven for minors to drink.
If you are doing it among yourselves, and nobody is driving under the influence, and there are no illegal Schedule I drugs involved, why should you be hassled?
Well, here's the problem, though. You know, I'm underage, and I drink, and I can say, well, you know, I drink, but I drink responsibly. I don't drink too much.
Yeah.
And, you know, I certainly don't drive if I am drinking too much, you know, and whatnot, and I know what my limits are, but you can't call that responsible drinking, because responsible or not, it's illegal.
I'm sure we got 18 to 21-year-olds over in Iraq right now.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I assume that if you're old enough to fight for your country, I would believe you should be responsible enough to have a few beers.
Yeah. I would also propose, in addition to what we've already discussed, that if you're 18 years old and you're in the military, you should have all the drinking privileges of a responsible adult.
I've had access to booze all my life, and it hasn't really affected anything. And, you know, and when you turn 21, if you've been around it, hey, ain't no big deal. I think the big problem right now, we got two laws. We ought to eliminate all the drinking laws at all and just make you responsible for your own actions.
How is it affecting you right now? How much have you been affected? How much has your life been affected by this gasoline hike?
Hi there.
Hey.
Appreciate you talking like this. I just pulled back in from San Diego. It was 218 to 225.
Why is it that Fargo is always so much lower than the rest of the state?
Like in the surrounding states, it's always cheaper than Bismarck, North Dakota.
I stopped trying to figure this thing out long ago, believe me.
Yeah, I just listened to that lady. She said it was high there in Bismarck. I drive Jamestown every day, and Jamestown, North Dakota, is $1.79, too. I go 55 miles every one way to work every day.
I, too, drive 55 miles one way to work.
Right.
And, it's starting to show up there, but we farm and ranch. And when we start filling our tanks for farming, that's where it really shows up.
I spent an hour in Canada. And like I say, it didn't look all that different, but it was just a little weird getting back in. Now, I know 9/11, all that, these guys are doing their job. I'm not saying that the guy did anything wrong. I just found it a little bit awkward. He had me pop my trunk. Could you pop your trunk? Yeah, sure.
Interesting topic. I just kind of thought I'd give you a heads up since you're talking about going into Canada.
Absolutely.
If you've ever had the misfortune of having a DUI in the United States, especially North Dakota, you're not allowed in Canada.
Really? You're not even allowed to go in?
Not at all.
Really?
And it's a real rude awakening when you're way out in upstate New York and all of a sudden they're saying, no, you're not allowed and go back.
Do not take your child, I'm saying your child, across the border unless you have either adoption papers or a birth certificate.
What?
You got it, and I will tell you why.
You mean your own kid, your own child? I mean, we're not talking about, you know, somebody taking somebody else's child. That,
okay,
of course,
now,
is illegal.
How do they know that's your child?
Well, what if the kid looks like you? AM 550 KFYR, we're talking about talking your way out of a speeding ticket. Can it be done? It turns out even if you're a sweet young thing, that can work against you now. I guess there's been a bit of a backlash.
I was with a girl who not only was speeding, she ran a red light.
Whoa.
She did an illegal lane change. When the policeman started talking to her, she started to cry, and she didn't even get a warning.
Oh, no.
I'm not a big fan of the Highway Patrol in North Dakota. They overpaid, underworked, and...
Okay, he said it, folks. I didn't. AM 550 KFYR Bismarck, it's 4 o'clock.